Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Some major breaking news across the world of Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. A couple things. One, Jason Bishop has decided to grow his hair out.
Really?
Yeah. How's it look?
I didn't even notice. Okay.
Big announcement number two. It's actually not next week. It's a couple of weeks away. We're a couple of weeks away from the first installment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for High School Football.
First installment, okay.
Yeah, the first official installment after actual games have been played.
I got you.
You know, I might do some pregame, some preseason stuff before that. Ones that, you know, that have
listeners, please don't give up on us.
All the concrete
after you hear all
coming in a couple weeks.
Wow.
The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, everybody's looking forward to those.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a comedy routine, but
it's not a comedy routine.
Yeah, it's some sort of satire. That's the appeal of it, right?
No, these are serious. Okay, so in case you don't know, right, because we are going into a new market, a couple new markets. So in case you don't know what the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings are, is where I take teams in South Georgia and I put them in a top 10 poll regardless of classification, and I rank them, or I have a formula, rather, that ranks those teams according to certain criteria, statewide, classification-wide, South Georgia.
Formula. Hey, the formula is this. Number one, am I currently dating somebody in the geographical area, say like a Metter or a Swainsboro or a Savannah or a Jessup or, you know, St. Simons? No, he don't date anybody on St. Simons because he always sticks it to Frederica in these rankings. But, I mean, that's a huge factor.
I spoke with Brandon Derrick yesterday, as a matter of fact, the head coach for the Frederica Academy Knights, and they are going to be a very good football team. Very good football team.
So then that means they won't be in the preseason rankings, according to Jason Bishop. Boy, I can't understand why you do Frederica the way you do in your rankings,
you know,
historically.
You know what's interesting about the Frederica Academy region? Is that, as all of you know that are, well, most of you know, I guess, Frederica and Bullock Academy, right? That's a big time rivalry, and they're in the same region. However, the GISA, man, sometimes they do some kooky stuff, and this is one of those things. Frederica and Bullock Academy for the regular season are going to be in the same region. But then when the playoffs start, Frederica will stay in the classification that it's in, but Bullock Academy will be raised to a higher classification and play teams that aren't in their regular season classification. They'll be in a regular 3A classification during the regular season playoff start. The GISA is going to bump them up to 4A.
Wow.
They have to play 4A playoffs.
Wow. That makes absolutely no sense.
Zero. But, you know, the GISA.
Wow. I mean,
I feel bad for Bullock.
I do, too. I mean, they're not going to win the regular region. They sure. I mean, that means they're going to struggle in the playoffs in the higher classification.
And, you know, let's call a duck. I have a saying, right? If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. The only team in the GISA that has an inkling of a chance to knock off those folks in Milledgeville is the team that are that is under the oaks in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's.
John Milledge is a load.
They haven't lost in 3 years.
And they're good. They have some. John Milledge could compete in probably single A public school.
Shoot, I'm wrong about that. The last game they lost
was 18 to Frederica.
Was 2018, the championship game to Frederica. They haven't lost since. Undefeated in 2019, undefeated in 2020, undefeated in 2021, undefeated in 2022.
4 years.
4 years.
That's probably pushing close to 60 games.
That's nuts.
That is crazy.
They haven't lost in 4 years. And that includes a couple of trips through Frederica after losing to them in the 2018 title game.
And Frederica's played them in the regular season. Schedule maker at Frederica, man, he gets his team battle tested. Coach Derek does. He's also the schedule maker.
Yeah. Brandon Derek coaches and schedule makes.
Oh man, there's probably people saying, man, just stick to coaching, dude.
They got a brand new press box. Again, I was over on St. Simon's yesterday.
It looks good from what I hear.
Yeah, man, got a brand new press box, much larger than the press box they had. New stands.
Wow.
They've got a new, fan area behind the stands on the home side.
Okay.
And they've got some picnic tables behind the stands where you can kind of go back there where the concession stand is, and some nice oak tables that you can sit at. Yeah, man, it's quite the sight.
Opponents will be getting served a steady diet of Mr. Triplett.
That is the truth.
There's no answer for him. You can act like there is an answer in GISA, but there is no answer for him.
Okay, so again, here is the thing with Frederica. When it comes to John Milledge is not going to stop Jordan Triplett, but John Milledge, when Frederica and John Milledge play each other in the championship game at the end of the year, John Milledge is going to be prepared for Jordan Triplett. The question for Brandon Derrick's Knights becomes the quarterback play. Can the quarterback, whoever that is, make a couple throws to keep the defense somewhat honest off of Jordan Triplett?
The issue with teams in GISA is there's one Jordan Triplett. He's the best player, in my opinion, in the entire GISA. Okay. John Milledge probably has 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 guys that's not in that discussion, but upper echelon players that get them kind of close in that conversation.
It's like Jordan Triplett and then these 8, 9, 10 guys you're talking about, yeah. Level two.
And then that's it. I mean, that's why John Milledge is so good.
And the poor Public Academy Gators won't even get the chance at John Milledge to unseat them.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are 1 week away from high school football. Several scrimmages will be played next week to give us a taste of Friday Night Lights. Glen Academy will head up I-95 to take on Richmond Hill in their scrimmage. The Statesboro Blue Devils will head down to Ludowice to take on Long County. Savannah Christian will jamboree with Brunswick High and MCA down at Glen County Stadium. We are almost there. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Some good rejoiner right there. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Thank goodness the Braves did not trade for Justin Verlander. Well, Pac-12, it was a good run. Florida State has become the Texas of the ACC. Doesn't it feel good to see the Mets as sellers? Auburn coach Hugh Freeze says he is uncomfortable with his roster heading into the season. I would be too, Hugh. So you're telling me we're not going to give it another try in 24? No, Max. We are now looking at 2026 as our year. And then Max Scherzer breaks down in tears. Fernando Tatis hit his 100th home run this week, and only 67 of them came when he was on steroids.
Wow.
We have a new MVP contender, and it is Matt Olson. Who'd have thought? Hello, Clemson. Welcome to the Big 12. Amir Coffey, some life advice. Don't speed at 2 a.m. in the morning when you have an unregistered firearm in the vehicle with you. We've all been there. What do you do to generate attention when you're terrible at football? Change your logo. I am looking at you, Temple. So Kip tells me the Barbie movie is pretty good. And these are my thoughts.
Wow.
Better than Top Gun?
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've heard people that have seen it say it was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just assumed that, you know, you'd have been in the line at midnight on Thursday when it opened. That seems like right up your alley.
Nah. I mean, if it was The Notebook or Safe Haven or something like that, I'd have been there.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Coast Golf Carts, and Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org, 912-466-7340.
Earlier in the week, I thought to myself, when Colorado defected from the Pac-12. And the Pac-12 issued their statement, which read that we are open to exploring expansion opportunities. The first thing that jumped out at me was, oh, okay, so the Pac-12 is going to expand to 16 teams. Well, who makes sense? Immediately I thought, well, Boise State makes sense.
Yes.
I thought, well, Memphis makes sense.
No.
SMU makes sense.
No.
South Florida makes sense. And maybe even Georgia Southern made sense. But, of course, that was earlier in the week, and things have gone sideways on the Pac-12. Since then, they had their media rights deal to determine what the television money, streaming rights money was going to be, and all they got was Apple TV and as a subscription-based revenue stream. And that's not good enough. That doesn't even compete with the Big 12's deal. And so now the current members, Washington, Oregon, Stanford, and Cal in particular, they all have thrown their hands up in the air and said, what do we got to do to get out?
How about this? Try this on for size. You ready?
Okay.
How about Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Appalachian State to the ACC?
Okay, so I had this. I had a conversation with somebody the other day about Georgia Southern going to the Pac-12. So this kind of falls in line with what I was told, right, with all those other schools, kind of the same blueprint, and ACC being a Power 5, Pac-12 being a Power 5. Number one, facilities. Does Georgia Southern and all those other schools you just mentioned, do they have the facilities to be able to attract students that, you know, since they're in that Power 5 group, do they have the facilities to match up to that title? Two, do they have the stadium ability, the ability to put butts in the seats? Three, do they have the capacity? How many people can they squeeze into their stadium? These are all big-time concerns about these smaller schools joining these bigger conferences.
Well, Georgia Paulson Stadium is on par with Wake Forest, is on par with Duke.
Okay.
And places like that. So, and there's room to expand Paulson Stadium as well.
Yes, there is.
So, and Georgia Southern's committed to athletics. So
I have been for 30, 40 years.
They could have, you know, always thought of Georgia Southern as a ACC kind of expansion candidate. I've been thinking that way for quite a few years now. If the opportunity comes where you start having super expansion, which is that's where we're headed in college football, I think Georgia Southern would be a good fit in the ACC.
But let me ask the question. You say there'd be a good fit in the ACC. With the ACC already having Georgia Tech and the market of Atlanta, where does it make sense to bring on Georgia Southern and Statesboro? I mean, to me, that doesn't do a lot for the ACC. It doesn't do more for the ACC than what they already have with Georgia Tech and Atlanta.
ACC could be in survival mode if okay. Florida State defects.
Okay.
And some others defect. That's why maybe I didn't clarify that well. But if the ACC is going to survive losing some of their charter members, I mean, the big ticket teams like a Florida State or possibly a Clemson or North Carolina or Virginia or a Virginia Tech, I mean, teams like Georgia Southern and Appalachian State, they have good football followings.
They had a Board of Regents meeting earlier in the week, this past week, where the Florida State folks stood in front of all of these other members of the ACC, charter members, and said, we want out, and we're not the only ones that want out, and if you're not going to let us out, then we want more of the revenue than the other schools. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is basically what was said. The president or chairman or whoever it was for Florida State Seminoles stood in front of in a room full of all these other universities, NC State, Duke, North Carolina, you know, whoever. And he said, at the end of the day, the bulk of the revenue for the television money is driven in by us and Clemson. And those are facts. I'm not taking shots at anybody else in this room. I'm just stating facts, and we should get more money than all of you.
Okay, so it's about the Benjamins now. I get it.
And here's the dilemma. It's not just as easy as saying, if you're a Florida State or a Clemson, okay, we want out, we'll go ahead and do whatever it is you need us to do. The reason it's not so simple is because there is a $126 million charter of rights that is in place through 2035. And what that means is any team that wants to leave the ACC before the year 2035 must pay a $126 million exit fee to do so.
Or have good lawyers in place.
Yeah, and to this point, that $126 million exit fee has been large enough to deter any of the schools from leaving despite the deal they have. And at the end of the day, ESPN is the one puppeteering this whole thing because, Kip, let's not forget when the ACC signed their television rights deal, ESPN was heavily involved in this. The ACC signed this deal because they didn't have one. The Big Ten had a network. The SEC network was about to launch with ESPN's hand in that. And so the ACC came to ESPN and its partners and said, we want a deal equivalent to the Big Ten and the SEC. So that's what they got. And then ESPN got them to sign through the year 2035 with the same money, the same rights. And that's a long deal. Meanwhile, the Big Ten has redone theirs, has added television networks to broadcast games outside the Big Ten network. The SEC has redone their deal with Fox and CBS and NBC.
No, CBS, SEC is just ESPN. Big Ten did all the networks.
That's what it was. It was the Big Ten that got the big networks.
Yeah.
My point is that both of those conferences have redone those deals to where it's now a ton more money than what they were getting, which was on par with the ACC. But the ACC can't do anything because their contract runs through 2035. They're handcuffed.
If the if you were giving out national championships for TV rights deals, the Big Ten would be fleecing everybody right now.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zunivan. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. Pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best Michael Jackson remake in the history of Michael Jackson remakes. Alien Ant Farm.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just telling you. This segment of the Jason Bishop. What?
Go ahead, man. I'm listening.
Do you even know who Alien Ant Farm is?
I know who Michael Jackson is.
Okay. This segment of the Jason, but not Alien Ant Farm.
No, I don't. I'm not aware of all that.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory both new and used club car and star dealer, and we will deliver anywhere. That's what it says. Anywhere, folks. 912. What's that? I can't read. 275-7725. Electric,
I've
gas, lifted,
standard.
We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Kip's butt hurt list.
It's the weekly butt hurt list this week. It's got a variety of topics on here today, Jason. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number five on the butt hurt list as we get ready to go into the college football season, Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns.
Okay.
You know why?
Now tell me.
Sark is 59-47 as a head coach. He's had one 9-win season, and the other eight seasons were 5-7-7-8-3-5-8 wins. Texas hasn't won a conference football championship since 2009, and yet they run around here like they some big-time player in the grand scheme of things in college football.
Well, they are, according to the revenue.
Well, they may be in the revenue, but wins and championships, they're not.
That is a microcosm of myself versus Kip. I look at revenue, Kip looks at wins and championships.
Rings, baby.
Follow the money.
Rings.
Follow the money.
Number four on the butt hurt list, the University of Central Florida.
What?
Yes, they're number four on the butt hurt list. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to use Vanderbilt as an example.
Okay.
Vanderbilt's overall record against the SEC opponents is 141, 449, and 18. That's a winning percentage of 24.7%. UCF's overall record against the SEC is 4-18.
Jeez almighty.
And that's an 18.2%. this winning percentage.
Grabbing at straws this week, I
if
see.
If UCF joined the SEC, Vandy would finally have a little brother to smack around.
You're giving me a winning percentage from a team that's in the SEC, playing the SEC, and then you turn around and give me a winning percentage against a team that's not in the SEC versus the SEC.
18%.
That's not even in a Power 5 conference, man. That is, you want to talk about
Vandy would have
some of
a little
stuff
brother.
I talk about and spinning things.
18% winning percentage.
Brother, that's what you're doing right now.
Against the SEC.
You must have been watching the new Spider-Man movie lately. Because that's a web right there.
Number 4 on the butthurt list.
I call garbage.
Number 3 on the butthurt list, Dak Prescott.
Yes.
You want to know why?
I think I know the reason, but yes, I do.
He's the only quarterback in NFL history to miss 5 or more games in a season and lead the league in interceptions.
Okay, that's not why. I have another reason that he should be on there, but go ahead.
He led the league in interceptions in 2022 and missed 5 or more games. Only player in NFL history
it's
to
impressive.
Do that.
Impressive. As a matter of fact, right, so Dak Prescott, would we all agree, is supposed to be the leader of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay, so would we all agree that a player of a Trayvon Diggs would come up to Dak Prescott and say, get your BA off the field, get in his helmet, get in his face, and say, get your BA off the field, would that be acceptable with any other legitimate quarterback that's actually the leader of his team?
No.
Because that happened this week.
Yes.
Trayvon Diggs got in Dak Prescott's face and told him to get his BA off of the field, which tells me there ain't a lot of respect for Dak Prescott in Cowboy camp.
But
can you imagine somebody saying that to Aaron Rodgers?
No, because Aaron Rodgers actually wins.
Just saying.
And produces numbers. Dak is not that guy, and Dallas fans are slowly, even the most diehard of Cowboy fans are starting to come to that realization.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interject into your list. Continue.
That's it. That was talking about Dak Prescott. Think about that. He didn't even play a full season last year and led the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Number 3 on the butthurt list, the Tennessee Vols. You want to know why?
Yes.
Number 2 on the butthurt list, my bad. For all the hype surrounding the football program in 2023, the Vols are this. Listen to this.
Okay.
In the last 20 years since 2003, Tennessee 16-54 against ranked teams.
Again, this week
16-54.
Grabbing at straws this week.
Yet everybody's excited about Tennessee and picking them to do this, that, and the other. Tennessee for the last 20 years they've been in the dumps. 16-54 against ranked teams.
Well, that's because they haven't been very good. Now they are.
They were good for one season. I feel like they're going to be a good football team, but let's pump our brakes on all this Tennessee hype. They got to sustain this a little bit.
That's almost like saying you're being judged at age 30 for what you did at age 18, Kip.
I mean, if it's part of your record, politicians are judged on their record every day. Tennessee can be judged the same way.
I have my hand in my face.
Number 1 on the butthurt list this week, the New York Mets. You want to know why?
I got a million reasons why they should be.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
The Mets are spending $82-83 million for Scherzer and Verlander to pitch elsewhere.
It was 86.
The Mets are sending the Astros about $54 million in the Verlander trade. If Verlander's $35 million option for 25 becomes vested, Verlander is owed about $93 million, meaning the Astros would pay Verlander about $29 million for 2.5 years of service.
So basically $15 million a year for Justin Verlander.
Yes.
And the Mets pay the rest.
Mets pay the rest.
One thing the Mets are good at is paying players that don't play for them.
I read another article this week that said the Mets could be over $400 million in the luxury tax this year for baseball. And that's just absolutely pathetic based on what their one-loss record is.
You heard me say it in the Week in Review where the conversation between the Mets GM and Max Scherzer, where Scherzer actually broke down in tears and waived his no trade because they were going to go through a rebuild and they didn't want him to be a part of it. the point that I'm making here is that he's shipped elsewhere. Verlander shipped elsewhere. You got to wonder. They say they're rebuilding and they're aiming toward 2026. They're going to have some extra money to go after Otani. Do they do it?
Man, I don't know. Who's there with him? I mean, aren't the Dodgers still paying Scherzer as well? Don't they owe him about 15 or 20 million?
That should be something that our statistician looks up.
I mean, Scherzer, man, from a finance perspective, this joker needs to open a bank and start lending people money because he knows how to multiply it.
That's funny.
I mean, think about that for a second. Butthurt list. Steve Sarkisian in Texas. Central Florida, 18% winning percentage against the SEC. Dak Prescott, interception machine. Tennessee, 16-54 against ranked teams in the last two decades in the Mets. Hey, if you want to build a house, if you want to start a business, if you want to do anything, buy a new car, call the New York Mets. They'll finance you.
Yeah. And they'll also advise you how to make terrible business decisions.
Hey, that's the Mets. It wouldn't be the Mets if they weren't blowing money.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zunivan. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Get ready to read it. Kip struggles with the READ stuff.
I'm struggling with this tiny font is what I'm struggling with.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of our show is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. Go!
Wild food weekends at Wild Adventures. Send your taste buds on an adventure with the return of Wild Food Weekends at Wild Adventures Theme Park. Saturdays and Sundays from August 12th through 27th, you can explore unusual flavors and unique hometown treats. Experience flavorful twists and mouthwatering treats like the Gator Sauce Hot Wings Basket. Ooh, I bet that'll light you up. Pickle lemonade, delicious. Golly, that's Gator Sauce Hot Wings. That will light you up. Delicious dirty sodas and fruity cereal glazed pretzels and more. Wild Food Weekends will also feature authentic Latin and Hispanic cultural performers, live music, and a variety of food trucks and more. Wild Food Weekends at Wild Adventures for 2 weekends on August 13th, 14th, and August 20th and 21st. Get your tickets and learn more at wildadventures.com.
So,
I bet that's some hot gator tail.
All right, so we have told you. I had a conversation with some folks in Southeast Georgia about high school football realignment next year. Some folks that I think have got some inside information that is relevant. I have sat here and I have been a proponent of this. I have told you over and over. The GHSA is doing away with 7A, and the reason they're doing away with 7A is because of how little sense it makes across every classification with the travel strain that it puts. So it's going to do away with one classification, bump some folks down with some numbers, and the thing that makes the most sense for the 6A classification is you've got a coastal Georgia region, and then you've got like a West Georgia region, and, you know, so you've got two regions in South Georgia outside of Atlanta in the highest classification, and that makes a ton of sense. And then I had this conversation with some folks yesterday that told me that's not going to happen, that the numbers for some of the schools that I thought it was going to be Brunswick and Glenn, the two Effinghams, Richmond Hill, and Camden in that coastal Georgia region. I was told yesterday some of those schools don't have the numbers to stay at the highest classification, which would be the new 6A. And if that's not the case, what are we doing?
Richmond Hill and Effingham High School will have those numbers. Richmond Hill and Camden will have similar numbers. Effingham's growing. Brunswick, Glenn, South Effingham. Right now, they don't have those numbers.
So then you'd have,
I think the cutoff for 6A is probably going to be 2,000 students.
Okay, and so in that point, you, like you said, you would have part of a region, Camden, Effingham, and Richmond Hill for 6A. So where do they go to get the other schools? Oh, back to West Georgia.
I mean,
back to Lowndes, back to Valdosta, back to Colquitt.
I mean, that's,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing, Kip.
I mean, I maybe could see a 5A region being carved out of South Georgia with maybe Ware and Coffee and Wayne and Statesboro and Brunswick and Glenn. That could be, I don't know how those numbers would shake out. You could have a fantastic 5A region.
Bradwell's somewhere in there too, right?
Bradwell's there, possibly Coffee. I mean, you could have maybe a 10-team region if you in 5A, if you just went by traditional schools and try to estimate those numbers. I mean, you could have you possibly could have a region where you play a entire regular season region schedule.
And so for 5A, okay, I hear you. But a big part of this was the Camden, Valdosta, Lowndes, Colquitt situation. And Richmond Hill just now jumped into that last year, where you're playing a Wednesday night baseball game 3 hours away, and then you got to come back. So you've got to leave, for the student athlete, you have to leave school very, very in the basically in the middle of the school day, and you miss half your day to truck 3 hours across the state to play a 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock game, and then the game is 2 hours, and then it's 3 hours back. You're getting back at midnight to be back to school Thursday morning at whatever time, 8 a.m., let's just say.
I mean, I see that side of it too. But Camden's sitting here with, what, 2,500 students, maybe more, on a daily attendance. You got Brunswick and Glenn sitting here at 1,800. I mean, you're talking 700-800 more students in one school.
So, and I'm not, and yeah. I get your point about that. My point is with the, my argument is with the GHSA. If you're going to do away with the classification of 7A completely because of the issues with what I just mentioned about the Colquitts and the Camdens and the Lowndes, then don't do away with the classification and then create another scenario where you're doing exactly the same thing.
I think the Glenn County schools will play 5A football. And then what they do with 6A in Southeast Georgia.
Camden's going to be 6A. Valdosta and Lowndes, they're going to be 6A.
Richmond Hill's going to be
6A.
Effingham is growing leaps and bounds. They could be 6A.
Colquitt is going to be 6A.
Effingham County to Moultrie to play a region football game. And this region baseball game, region basketball game. I see the travel would be brutal on the South Georgia 6A schools.
Absolutely. That's the whole point of this. So I thought. At least that's what the GHSA put out there, was that they were trying to look out for the South Georgia travel stuff. The Atlanta schools don't have to worry about that. They're going 10 miles. It takes them 2 hours to go 10 miles, but they're only going 10 miles.
I mean, do you grant Camden and Effingham isolation so they can play 5A football? I mean, that's what you're looking at. And then you got the 5A.
You can't do that.
You got the 5A school saying, man, we're playing one of the bigger, larger high schools in the state. The best answer would be for Camden to build a 2A high school, and then you'd have everybody in the same region.
You know as well as I know, because you know a lot of the same things that I know, and building a second high school in Camden is not something that is often discussed.
But eventually it's going to have to happen. They need a third high school in Valdosta.
I don't know that it is going to happen in Camden.
It probably won't. Then don't complain about having to travel then.
I'm just saying, I don't think they're ever going to build. I don't think the need will ever be there, because they're always toward the bottom part of the highest classification. Whatever the cutoff is, they're always a couple 300 students over. They're not thousands of students over. It's always 200 or 300.
It wouldn't bother me if the Brunswicks had one combined high school. That wouldn't bother me either. Then you could go play.
And you're from Glenn County, so yeah. I mean, right.
I mean, you could have a combined Brunswick and Glenn. Eventually, they're gonna have to build a high school on St. Simon's Island in Glenn County.
They do have a high school on St. Simon's Island.
They're going to build a public high school St. Simon's Island. St. Simon's is growing. It's overpopulated now, over 20,000 people. Eventually,
you're telling me I live on St. Simon's.
They're going to have to build a public high school, a public middle school, and a public high school on St. Simon's Island. Then you could have the two schools in Brunswick either play 3-4A football or combine them and play 6A football.
I don't know, man. The thing, you know, what you just said might be a good point to make, but the problem with that is on St. Simon's, where is their land big enough to build a public high school on St. Simon's Island?
That's good. Those are all good questions.
Uh-huh.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The Cunningham Jewelers Annual Market Sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. Pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
I like how our producer put in the Taylor Swift song as a rejoin this week, considering last week we were talking about how Travis Kelce got denied.
He was on the butthurt list because he didn't have access to Taylor. I mean, you think Taylor knows who Travis Kelce is?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Brent. No, I don't think she knows.
She may. She's from Tennessee. She probably follows football pretty good.
Okay, that's fair. I'm sure still her reaction was, well, he's not the quarterback.
Yeah, he's not the
quarterback. He's not even the quarterback. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You know, another good question. We were talking about reclassification in the last segment. What happens to Wayne County? I mean, they're a 4A school. Do they stay 4A? Do they drop to 3A?
I don't know. Again, we're speculating here, but I'm thinking the numbers could. I like Wayne. I like Ware. I like Brunswick. I like Glenn. I like Bradwell. All in the same region. Statesboro, all in the same region. That's a competitive football region.
Well, if that's the case, now you've got Ware in five. Glenn's in six. Brunswick's in six. Coffee's in five. Wayne's in four.
They're going to have to determine what the cutoff numbers are going to be per classification and see how things shake out.
What about Appling?
Appling's AAA. Pierce, AAA. I mean, Vidalia. Those are schools. What happens there? The lower classification teams are the ones that's going to be hurt by this. The single A and the double A, you're going to have larger schools that fall down into those classifications, and the teams that are, you know, being, you know, doing well now in their classifications is going to struggle against the bigger schools.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. You'll have a double A school basically playing single A football.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And if they drop a classification, they'll probably drop the A and B in single A and just make it single A again, you think? Who knows? We'll see
who knows what the GH. I don't think they can do that. I don't think they can. I mean, you put it there for a reason, to divide the classifications, the classification of single A, to make it a little bit more fair across the board. Why take it away if that's what you're? But again, like I said in the beginning of the last segment, why do away with 7A if you're just going to put the same region together that you had in 7A and 6A?
The state has to determine what the numbers are. You know, a high school football game I'm really looking forward to this year.
Okay.
Is when Brooks County travels to Wayne County.
That's going to be a good football game.
I am looking forward to that football game. Wayne went on the road to Brooks last year, you know, week two, and, you know, Coach Shaw's tenure there, and you know, they got out, man. They kind of came apart at the seams in the second half, special teams, things like that.
They lost that football game without giving up defensively an offensive touchdown.
But when Brooks rolls into Jessup this year, I think it's going to end up being a different story. I really think Wayne County is going to be one of the most improved teams in the state of Georgia.
Well, they had a decent playoff run last year. I think they were an Elite Eight squad last year. Went down in the Elite Eight is what I think they did. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just trying to figure out these numbers and what it means, because, you know, you're talking about Wayne County being in a 5A classification. I think it's legitimate to make the argument that Wayne County falls down. If you're going to move the numbers back, Wayne County might fall down and be playing in a region with Appling and Pierce.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Georgia High School Association uses as the cutoff number to differentiate 6A and 7A.
So this is what I would do, right? Whatever that cutoff number is, the lowest possible number that I could use to be able to solve my problem. And how I solve my problem, my travel problem, is I create a 6A classification in West Georgia. I create a 6A classification in East Georgia. And whatever the bottom number is, right? You were talking about Glenn Academy and Brunswick High, maybe about 2,000 students. Well, if I have to go below that to keep them in 6A, then I do that so that I can have two different regions in two different parts of the state, so I don't have a Thursday afternoon track meet from Camden to Norman Park.
I mean, that's spoken like somebody used to do Camden County football, but I do Brunswick football, and why penalize teams that are playing in their proper classification because you want to pacify the Camden counties of the world?
I'm not trying to pacify anybody. I'm trying to look out for what's best for the student athletes.
I get it, but there's no fair way of doing it. The state has to come up with a number that everybody can live with for 6A, especially the cutoff between 5 and 6A. That's going to be the key. Whatever that number is, 2,000, 2,200, I don't know what it's going to be.
Why would a team, here's something I don't understand. You were talking about, you call games for Brunswick High football, and why should you penalize Brunswick for being in a certain classification, having to play a team that might be in a higher classification? Well, if you set the numbers, those are the numbers.
You're not
punishing them. They're in the classification.
I want to play Camden every year, regardless of classification, but when you start talking about competing for championships, when you're set 1800 and you're having to play a Mill Creek school up in Atlanta, it's got 4,000 students, that is a competitive disadvantage.
You could end up with Southeast Bullock in single A.
You could.
I mean, just being honest, I mean, I think that could happen. And just if I'm talking to you, quite frankly, Southeast Bullock goes to single A, they're going to be tough to beat. A school like Southeast Bullock. I just think this is just creating more of a mess than it's solving.
Well, they created a mess when they created the classification to begin with.
Okay, it's a fair argument. It's a fair argument.
And they did it out of greed, the Georgia High School Association did, because they get more money, more playoff games, more money.
That's right. You nailed it. Statesboro, what happens to them?
4A, 5A, I mean.
Are they playing Claxton in the same region?
I hope not.
I mean, me too.
I mean, Metter and Statesboro's are, no, but.
Yeah, no, Metter, that's not close. That's not going to happen. Maybe Swainsboro.
Glenn, Brunswick, Bradwell, Wayne, Ware, Coffee, Statesboro, South Effingham. That would be a solid region, whatever classification you came up with.
Okay, so that's what you want to see. What I want to see are the two Effinghams, Brunswick and Glenn, Camden, Richmond Hill on one side. On the other side, I want to see Valdosta, Colquitt, Lowndes. I want to see Lee. I want to see Houston. And give me Tifton there, too.
So you want the two Glenn schools, the two Effingham schools, to play up in 6A?
They wouldn't be playing up if you set the numbers right. That's where they should be.
See, you've lost me there. They're playing in the state sets.
They're playing in a 6A classification now.
Right.
Okay? But if you set the numbers low enough to where, let's just say
that. So you're saying the numbers should be 1,600 instead of 2,000.
Yeah. If Effingham's got 1,600 kids and they have the lowest enrollment, then you set the enrollment for 6A at 1,500. And then every team above 1,500 is now eligible to play 6A football. And every team that is eligible to play 6A football is right there in that corridor along the coast of Georgia, is right there along that corridor along I-75 in South Georgia. And now you've done away with all of the travel. Nobody's going any further than an hour away from their school, no matter if it's a Wednesday or a Friday night. You're only going an hour away, and you don't have to worry about the Atlanta schools because they're also packed tightly anyway, so that's not an issue. Your issue is cutting down travel on the South Georgia teams, and if you set the numbers low enough, it not only affects 6A, it'll trickle down to 5 and 4 and so on and so on. To your point, yes, it will hurt the single A's the most, but at least you're not traveling, right? Like you call Brunswick High games. You got, what, two trips to Augusta this year?
Just one.
Did you go to Augusta twice last year?
Well, I missed one because I was traveling for work.
But the Pirates, the student athletes, made two trips to Augusta last year, correct?
And Glenn's got two this year.
Okay. And so the baseball team's going to Augusta.
How about this?
The track team's going to Augusta.
How about this?
That shouldn't be happening.
How about the Georgia High School Association draw a line across the center of the state and have a North Georgia and have a South Georgia and let all those teams under in each window classify and compete for state titles?
Whatever solution we come up with has got to be better than what we're doing.
Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are 1 week away from high school football. Several scrimmages will be played next week to give us a taste of Friday Night Lights. Glenn Academy will head up I-95 to take on Richmond Hill in their scrimmage. The Statesboro Blue Devils will head down to Ludowice to take on Long County. Savannah Christian will jamboree with Brunswick High and MCA down at Glenn County Stadium. We are almost there. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.